When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Tips, advice, hacks, navigating the crazy world of parenting. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, so I know how it goes. Your house is a mess. The holidays are quickly approaching. Maybe you have some family coming over to stay soon, and you got to tidy up a bit. It can be it's so stressful trying to do it. But Callie from ButFirstCoffeeBlog.com, we talk to her every Thursday in The Feed. She's got some great secrets on the best way to tidy up your house. So what do we got, Callie?
Yeah, I definitely can relate to the feeling of like people coming over and just feeling like, how are you going to manage?
Right.
My favorite way, I think, to prep for guests coming over, especially like for the holidays, if you're hosting people, is it's always to do a little bit every day, as opposed to like saying that you're going to spend an entire weekend like prepping everything and cleaning everything. Usually the most effective way I find is actually to break it up and to do little bits every day. So it helps like write down everything that you need to get done before your company arrives and try to tackle things in 15 to 30 minute increments, because most of us, especially with all the stuff we have going on during the holidays, we're like, where am I going to find 3 hours to clean my house? And we don't have the time. But usually we can find 15 minutes or 20 minutes in our day. And it makes it feel so much more manageable when you do it that way. And you're not like rushing up to the last minute when your guests arrive trying to get everything clean.
Right. That's the worst. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's really how I approach like cleaning in my house anyways. Like I really look at doing little tasks every single day, as opposed to like having to let it all build up and then spend my Sunday cleaning. One of my favorite sort of like things that I think about when it comes to keeping my home tidy is that we are what we repeatedly do, right? So if we want to keep our home tidy, it's not about these like big, huge, like massive cleans that we do before our guests come, which it's not that that's the worst thing. I mean, the only time that I clean behind my sofa is when the guests come, right? But as far as like general tidying, it's like what little things that you can do. I always think about things like 10 minutes or less that I can be doing every day. Because if you avoid something for 10 minutes every single day for an entire week, now you're getting close to having like 90 minutes worth of work to do. And now you have to find 90 minutes somewhere, which most of us don't have.
Right.
And then my last tip when it comes to thinking about guests coming over is just, especially at the holidays, sometimes we think more, more, more. Like we're all thinking about decorations and like, what more stuff can we get in and go into the stores, and there's so much cute stuff. But if you really think about just simplifying the stuff, like specifically on your flat surfaces, like that you have out on counters, that you have out on tablescapes, sometimes just stepping back, like it's hard, like we become clutter blind in our own homes. So like step back, take a photo of your space and then look at the photo, and you'll sometimes see like all these little pockets of like clutter and extra stuff that you don't realize maybe we're just kind of hanging around. Cause like I said, we become clutter blind to our own stuff. And remember that when guests come in, like more stuff is going to be coming in with them. They're going to be bringing in food or gifts or whatever. So minimizing the stuff that you have out on your counters and your flat surfaces can make a huge impact.
Right. And that's a great idea with the photo. I never even thought of that. So then you can sort of map it out. That's good. That's great.
Yeah, because we really don't, like, you know, a lot of times we just don't see that stuff in our day-to-day life. It's like, you know, we live in our house, so there's going to be, you know, magazines or like this is, you know, this and that out. You just kind of, you put up blinders to it. But taking a photo and then, like, looking at the photo, you can be like, oh, like, look at this extra pile. It's been sitting there for 2 weeks. I totally forgot about it.
Yeah, it's great if you're a visual person, too. It just puts it right in your mind.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Thanks so much, Callie. I hope everyone listening gets to uses some of these tips in the next upcoming weeks as we get into the holidays. And you can follow Callie But First Coffee Blog on YouTube and Instagram and social media. And she has some great content on there, too. So we'll talk to you next week, Callie. Thanks.
Thanks.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. you can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.